from KQED.
The legislature passed a budget last night that bypassed Republicans with a package of steep cuts that hit schools, courts, law enforcement, and parks hard. Like many state budgets before it, this one also includes hopeful income estimates and creative shifting of revenue streams to make the whole thing pencil out, more or less. That last strategy opens the door to lawsuits. The California Report's Sacramento Bureau Chief John Myers explains.
For Democrats, Tuesday's late-night vote on a new state budget was the end to a very long saga, especially on the issue of local redevelopment agencies. The budget abolishes redevelopment agencies as they now exist and shifts $1.7 billion in local property taxes to the state for 1 year to balance the budget. Those agencies, if they then agree to annual $400 million payments to local schools and fire services, will live on. A small concession, says Senate leader Daryl Steinberg.
That's $400 million out of a base of $5 billion. The rest of the money continues towards redevelopment.
Democrats say their budget gives local redevelopment agencies a choice: agree to the new revenue-sharing system or close up shop, to which supporters of existing redevelopment say,
"It is so laughable to call it voluntary when you put a gun to somebody's head and say, you can give me the money voluntarily or I'm going to kill you."
Chris McKenzie of the League of California Cities says that's part of what makes the budget's reworking of redevelopment agencies illegal.
It is a complete illusion. It's the classic smoke and mirrors. They know it. They don't want anybody to know how illegal this is.
McKenzie says the plan, especially using those dollars to balance the state budget, is a clear violation of Proposition 22, the ban on state borrowing from locals approved by voters last November. Once the budget passed Tuesday night, redevelopment supporters say if Governor Brown signs it, they will sue. Senate leader Daryl Steinberg's reaction:
"I think it's unfortunate, but we'll let the court sort it out, and I feel good about the policy that we passed."
Lawsuits have become an increasingly common part of the annual budget drama. In recent years, a number of proposals have been blocked by the courts or tied up in litigation so long as to become meaningless once the next budget rolled around. Those lawsuits have blocked everything from lower reimbursement rates for doctors who provide low-income health care to borrowing against future obligations like pension payments. State courts are the only alternative once legislators cast their votes, says John Kupol of the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association.
"It's not going to be corrected by itself, notwithstanding their oaths of office to uphold the law. They're going to do what they're going to do."
And Kupol says there are other possible lawsuits against the newly passed budget. One of those could block the imposition of a fee to be assessed on rural homeowners. That fee of $150 per dwelling would help pay the cost of state firefighters. John Kupol argues the fee is really a tax.
"There's going to be a whole lot of people who don't use fire service in a particular year, whose homes do not burn, their property does not burn, who will pay that. That is a tax."
And if it's a tax, it would have required a two-thirds vote in the legislature, which did not happen. Also being questioned, the budget's increase in the annual vehicle registration fee from $31 to $43, again, on a simple majority vote. And a legal fight may be brewing over Governor Brown's plan to transfer some public safety programs and prisoners from the state to counties. Whether these proposals now sitting on Governor Brown's desk reflect good policy or just necessary politics is a key question, but either way, lawsuits cost time and money. And if the state loses, the lawsuits automatically reopen a hole in a budget where the remaining options seem very limited. For the California Report, I'm John Myers in Sacramento.